It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. This is the Morning KLH. Time to check in with the host of the Midday Show. Takes over at 10 when we're done. Dave Coombs, brought to you by Steinhoffels. Relax at Steinhoffels and Steinhoffels.com. Mr. Coombs, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I saw this story today and I thought of your stepdad, Captain Matt.
Yes, Captain Matt Hutmaker.
Okay.
And he's been in my family for years, by the way. Love
nuclear
him.
Submarine captain.
25 right? years.
25 wow. years.
Aboard the Ethan Allen, among other subs.
Okay, I'm sure so, the stories he has.
Oh, I have a great story that you have to pass on to him.
Okay.
Okay. The Irish Naval Service only has one active ship. It's called the George Bernard Shaw. I'm not making any of this up.
Okay.
And last weekend, there was a call for the Irish Navy to help with a drug bust to intercept a delivery of cocaine off the coast of Cork in Ireland. The police were working on shutting down a smuggling ring, which allegedly involved waterproof containers filled with tens of millions of dollars worth of cocaine, which had been thrown overboard off the coast. But there was one problem.
Mm.
This past weekend, it was St. Patrick's Day. And the George Bernard Shaw was part of the festivities. So check this out. The one ship they have passed on the drug bust. They said, no thanks. We have another gig. They instead let police hire some divers to help them.
Can they just do that?
They did it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think it works that way over here in
Locals
the United
were
States.
Frustrated. It said that the Navy had been reduced to just one active ship in recent years and it wasn't available.
Yep.
Huh.
So crime takes a backseat to pomp and circumstance.
It does. That, well, right? On St. Patrick's Day.
And beer.
On St. Patrick's Day. I'm
or
sure,
whiskey or whatever it is.
I'm
they
sure
were.
Captain Matt would appreciate
I
that.
I will pass it along and I'll guarantee he would have a story associated with
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
I guarantee it. If okay. you want to have him on
yeah,
sometime,
we'll,
he's
we'll
great.
We'll talk to him sometime.
Yeah.
Captain Matt, I'd love to. And I understand you got stopped in public yesterday.
You know, I'm relatively new. I've been doing this show and the Midday Show for about 3 years.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, I don't get, you guys get recognized all the time. I've seen it. I hear, but, you know, you guys are stars. And
yeah, well, yeah. Well, you're a funny man. You're a funny man.
Well, you are. You are. And so I thought when somebody stopped me on the street just 2 days ago, I thought, oh, this is
finally.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
I go, yeah, here's my moment. Yeah. And he wanted to take a selfie. And I said, sure. You know, I posed with him. His name was Percy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, cool. That's really cool. You know, and I was thinking maybe the autograph was going to be next. And he's going, no, you look just like my neighbor. I'm like, oh,
that's
all right.
I have
hysterical.
To show him. I got to show him.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's funny. So you got a doppelganger out there.
Yes, I do. And so I'm going to hopefully, Percy's going to send me the photograph
oh, that's
of
funny.
This dude.
That is
and,
funny.
And so we can post it on the Facebook page and people
okay.
can check it out.
That is really good. Is it true that Brent Musburger is the one who came up with March Madness?
Look, Marcus is puzzled. Yeah, it's true.
Really?
It's true. So I guess he was a newspaper reporter back in the day before he became a broadcaster. And, well, he tells the story about how he came up with it. Check this out.
When I was a newspaper man back in Chicago, when I started, there was a car dealer who was close to the state high school basketball tournament in the state of Illinois. It was a big, big deal. And he referred to it in an ad that ran in our paper, the Chicago's American, as March Madness. And he would print the games. But then, of course, underneath, he would have, you know, his car sales for March. That was all part of March Madness. And that stuck with me when I went to the network.
Wow.
Huh?
So essentially, he just lifted it from a car ad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
and then now we can't say it.
No, we're not like, because it's all trademarked and service marked and all that.
But he didn't get anything for it. I mean, he didn't trademark or service mark it or
did
anything.
Did you see the tribute to Brent Musburger just probably a couple of months ago?
No.
When they showed all the stuff from the in studio back in the day, CBS with Jimmy the Greek. And Phyllis George and Brent Musburger.
I didn't see it.
Okay. He has been around in our consciousness for literally 50-plus years.
Yeah. You know, I did a great radio stunt when I first started back in Rochester. Speaking about Jimmy the Greek, I had a parrot at a local pet shop pick the winners of the Super Bowl with two different colored peanuts. And I called that parrot, instead of Jimmy the Greek, Jimmy the Beak.
Oh, right. I like it. Yeah.
And it went national. CNN picked it up and everything. So.
You didn't get sued?
No.
Okay.
I mean, again, this is back in the day when you can't get, you know, you could do anything.
You could do anything.
How did the Beak do?
I think the Beak got it right. It was the Redskins. I don't, there was John Riggins and those guys back in those days.
Yeah. Against the Raiders,
against
maybe?
The Dolphins?
The Dolphins?
I think it was the Raiders. I think, yeah. But I don't recall now.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
And speaking of announcers, Greg Gumbel is missing March Madness for the first time in 25 years.
Wow.
A family health emergency.
Right. And they don't, that's all. They wouldn't elaborate whether it's him or his brother or somebody else in the family, but.
I have a song. My first of two parody songs.
You do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm working on another one, but this one's for Marquette with apologies to Paul McCartney.
All right, here it is.
Marquette! It is tournament time for the Golden Eagles.
All right,
okay. We will be cheering favorite saloon, Marquette. Please do not bust a bracket anytime soon.
Marquette.
It's good.
Marquette. I like it.
Marquette. I'll be placing a rather hefty wager. Marquette, please get to victory so I don't go into debt.
Dave Coombs, he takes over at 10 right here at KLH.